98. 98 FM's.
Big breakfast. I know the only one on my mind. You got that power over me.
Jeremy Kennedy, power over me on 98 FM. It's 6:21. Good morning. How long to go till Avengers Endgame? Very excited about this.
I saw an envelope sitting on Luke's desk.
Now, he's away on holidays and has the invites for the premiere for Avengers Endgame. So, he's not here. Is it cool for me to just take them and go?
But the Russo brothers, who are the directors of Endgame, have tweeted and they begged fans. They said, this is it, this is the end of an unpredicted narrative mosaic spanning 11 years and 11 franchises. And they go on about everybody who's been on the journey emotionally, for every high and low, with your family, friends, classmates, your co-workers, investing deeply into every character and storyline, laughing, cheering, shedding tears, and they go on. Because so many of you are invested in your time, your hearts and your souls into the stories of the Avengers, we're once again asking for your help. Oh, we're being called up. When you see Endgame in the coming weeks, please don't spoil it for others the same way you wouldn't spoil it, or you wouldn't want it spoiled for you. That's pretty cool. As always, good luck. Happy viewing, the Russo brothers. Hashtag don't spoil the Endgame. Oh, there's another line in here that says, remember, Thanos still demands your silence. Is that a spoiler? Have they just put a spoiler in the don't spoil the spoilers spoiler? Very confused. Only a couple of weeks now till Endgame is out.
98 FM's.
Big Breakfast.
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, see you again on 98 FM. This is the Big Breakfast. It's 20 to 7. And it's time to play a game. Our producer, Suze, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Wednesdays is...
It's the last note guessing game.
Yes.
Peter is a... big fan of this game, actually.
Yeah, this is the game that I'm not a fan of that we play twice a week. The reason is because I know the start of songs. You know, I can get them no problem. When I listen to Dara Quilty, Big Ride Home, I'm like texting Dara. I'm like, come on, Dara, let me play.
Because Dara does the first note guessing game.
Yeah.
So here we do the last note guessing game. Yeah. The last note's more interesting, let's face it. It takes more skill to end a song well. So I have the last note of a song here. I'm going to test you first, Coop.
Okay.
So tell me what this song is.
No. Absolutely no idea. Is it? Oh, it's Ollie Murs.
No.
Oh. I've no idea. What is it?
Hey, you,
oh my God.
Baby, have some fun.
That was an easy one.
That was not. I want to listen to the end of that again. Oh yeah. Yeah, easy when you know it. That is so bad.
Some people are skillful at this. Some people are like Cooper.
Yeah. Terrible at it. All right, let's see how you are at it. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. What is this song? It's the very last note. Still no idea, and you won't tell me either. One more time?
Mm-hmm.
0877 98 98 98.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Pink, Walk Me Home. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. Last Not Guessing Game. It's the game that we're playing this morning, and this is a tough one, I think. You ready? A lot of people get involved this morning.
Yeah.
Is it Blur, Country House? No, that just fades out.
Kind of wish it was, though, now.
Yeah,
yeah, good, it's good, good song.
Good tune. Is it Who? Who Are You?
Ooh.
Who Are You? From CSI. Somebody else said, is it Oasis, Champagne Supernova? It just sounds like somebody left their bagpipes down, doesn't it? I'm done. No, it's none of those. Could you please put us out of our misery, producer Suze?
Yeah, Michelle got it right. She says, is it Oasis? She's Electric.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
Absolute tune. Nice choice, Sirs. 7:15 on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
Yeah, one step at a time, just you and I. Yeah, one step at a time, just you and I.
Absolutely phenomenal voice. Tom Walker, just you and I. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 7:06. Good morning. I'm very excited about this because new footage has surfaced of a gig that U2 did in 1982. This is just before they got absolutely massive and had world domination. They did a gig in Sheriff Street to a crowd of about 300 people, and just in true U2 form, they did it on the roof of a building. They have a habit of doing this. They've done it in New York, they've done it in Las Vegas, they've made videos with them on roofs of buildings, and people have copied them. Absolutely fantastic. But this gig that was on in Sheriff Street in 1982 was a little mini festival in their city centre, which was arranged by a couple of people. And what happened was, they wanted to have a little festival in the city centre. It wasn't hugely publicised, so kind of in a roundabout way, it was like what happened during the 1970s in like New York and Brooklyn, where they had block parties, so they block off the streets, and that was kind of like the rise of like where hip hop music came from. Now you wouldn't exactly call U2 a hip hop artist, but they sounded bloody good on the roof of a building in 1982, and we've got some audio. Have a listen.
Yeah, we've
got
to keep it a bit quieter because there's somebody trying to get asleep at number 9, okay? Has anyone got the right time? This is 11 o'clock. Tick tock. It's way past your bedtime!
Get up there! I think you can agree, you don't have to be an audio expert to say that that sounds absolutely atrocious, but amazing. City Centre, 1982, and everybody's going absolutely mad for Bono and the Boys on top of a roof. Question is, Suze, this is before they made it really, really big and famous, all right? So I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Were you there? 1982.
I don't think that's actually physically possible. Wasn't knocking around yet.
You're twinkle in your parents' eye. Yeah. So, was there any band that you can think of that you maybe saw before they became really famous?
I did actually see Arctic Monkeys years ago, back in around 2005, I think. They were supporting Maximo Park in the Ambassador.
So it's top of Connell Street.
Yeah, exactly.
It's supporting a band that I don't know.
Yeah.
So Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys. And I actually think all of the crowd were just there for Arctic Monkeys, because when Maximo Park came on after, everyone left.
Zing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the beginning of them, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, because about a year or two later on, they headlined Oxygen.
Yeah,
that's mad. That's gas. I remember seeing... God, the theatre is now gone, literally in the last couple of weeks.
What is it?
The Tivoli.
Oh, yeah.
So they've just floored it, which I'm devastated about. But I remember seeing The Prodigy there.
What? And
yeah, so it was like the early 90s, it was The Prodigy. So like you would have, like when I talk Prodigy, I'm talking like really early Prodigy. Like,
did they have Firestarter?
No, it would have been like Charlie.
Says, always tell your mummy before you go somewhere.
Good Prodigy like that, yeah? Okay, right, let's put this out there. One, were you at the 1982 gig?
Yeah.
And also, two, have you ever, what band or act have you seen before they were absolutely huge and famous? There's a famous story that Nirvana played in Dunleary.
Is there?
Yeah, like they supported somebody in Dunleary. I think it was in the Top Hat.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That would have been unreal.
0877 98 98 98. Let us know. Text or WhatsApp. Here's Florence and the Machine shaking it out on 98FM.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. While you're making me dance on 98FM, this is the Big Breakfast at 7:21. We're talking about new footage that has emerged from YouTube playing on the rooftop in Sheriff Street for a festival that was on in Dublin, but it was in 1982. And what we wanted to know is, like, what band did you get to see before they were big? Because that was 1982. I think 3 years later, they played Crow Park in 1985.
Yeah, it's a big bragging right to be able to say you saw U2 then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're telling everyone that.
I think for U2, it's a bragging right that they played in a rooftop in Crow Park more than anything. I have another Prodigy fan here. they said that they saw them in the Glen Eagle Hotel in Killarney in the early 90s and Adele in Vicar Street before she made it big.
What would Prodigy be like in the Glen Eagle Hotel? I just can't, it doesn't match. It'd be a weird gig.
You have soup and a roll before you go in. Do you like a cup of tea? No, I'm just waiting for the lads to come out now.
Having a rave on the carpet.
Got any glow sticks? Sorted. There was another gig actually I did see before they were big, and it was in Vicar Street. Dido.
Ah, no.
No?
Don't rate it.
No? Ah, come on. No. All right. James.
Yeah?
How are you today?
Good.
I think I was at this gig that you were at. Which one was it?
The Coldplay in Slane.
And were they headlining?
No, they were a support act for Robbie Williams.
Was it the one where Finley Quay was also on as well?
I can't remember how long ago.
Yeah, I think I was at that gig as well. It was absolutely amazing. And then, yeah, Coldplay were better than Robbie Williams. And then, did they go back and headline it? I think they did.
I think they did, yeah. Travis was playing as well also that year.
That's right, yes, I was at it. I was. Yeah, it was a savage gig, actually. And have you been back? Yeah. And have you been to see Coldplay since that?
Crow Park, I've seen it since.
Oh, jealous. That's actually one gig that I was raging I didn't get to go and see. That's the one with the wristbands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice one, cool. Well, listen, you're probably a diehard fan ever since seeing them for the first time in Slane, thinking, these young fellas are going to go far, yeah?
Yeah, they were brilliant.
Very good. Thanks for getting in touch with us, man.
No, but
have a good night.
Much.
Cheers, bye-bye. Keep your texts and WhatsApps coming. 0877 98 98 98. Who'd you see before they were big? It's Ria Aura, your song at 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
I woke up with a fit.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM. Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus. Nothing breaks like a heart. This is 98 FM's Big Breakfast. It's 747. Jumbo time, as I like to call it. So U2 in 1982 played on the rooftop of a building in Sheriff Street. This is how it sounded.
Yeah, we've got to keep it a bit quieter because there's somebody trying to get asleep in number 9, okay? Has anyone got the right time? This is 11 o'clock. Tick tock. It's way past your bedtime!
God, he liked to talk then as well, didn't he? Bono mad for talking. Should play song there, Bono, will you? So loads of you have seen bands before they were famous. Thank you so much for all the WhatsApps. Hello.
Many years ago, I saw Calvin Harris in the Forum in Waterford before he ever made it massive.
You were the same, Suze, weren't you?
Yeah, I saw him in Galway. So he must have been doing the nightclub circuit around then.
Yeah, it was. I was lucky enough to play with him.
Ooh, bragging.
Himself an example. We played just around the corner in the Market Bar.
And look at them now. It's all right, Coop.
Thanks.
Hey, guys. Went to see the Pussycat Dolls in the Tree Arena years ago, and Lady Gaga was supporting them.
Oh.
She had only released Just Dance.
Wow.
That's cool.
Who's bigger now?
Ooh.
Oh, Gaga. She's got an Oscar, so who's... It's like thinking, is it the judge off of X Factor, Lady Gaga? Yeah. Who's bigger?
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
Cooper, seen Alanis Morissette set in the SFX about 23 years ago, before she was big. It was great.
Wow. SFX, that was a great venue.
Where was that?
It was just down off. Oh, you put me on the spot.
What's it stand for?
St. Francis Xavier SFX, as far as I know.
Sure, it was a good venue, was it?
Yeah, it was just off Gardner Street, as far as I know. Okay. In around there, I think.
I remember going to see Westlife in Tripod. It was amazing. And they did a meet and greet. And I remember they signed like posters, but they were sponsored by Tato at the time. And I still have the poster. It was amazing.
Westlife sponsored by Tato. That is fantastic. It's very Irish. We'll do one more.
Morning, lads. Well, it's not really a band that I've seen, but it was the lead singer of the band before he made it. So back in the early 90s, we were out at the 4th of July at Dunleary doing a twirling thing.
As you do.
And Danny from The Script was there, and he was with this boy band, and they were completely rubbish. And he had like blonde hair in the step. He had the dog tags on. He was just a complete wannabe boy bander. But it just goes to show that he really did want to make it in the music industry, I suppose. So that's my little claim to fame.
That's brilliant. He went back to the blonde, by the way.
Oh, yeah, didn't he? Yeah.
The name of the band was My Town.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, they've all the footage banned from My Town. You're not able to play it anymore.
Or talk about it, probably, yeah.
Oh, look what I found.
Hey, DJ, that's the record
could spin. That's Mark.
Get up and
yeah.
Shake that thing.
They were really good. I liked them.
Do you know what? I don't think that's too bad, actually.
It's a lot. Here's Sia, Cheap Thrill, 751 and 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning to you.
Come on, come on. 98FM's Big Breakfast. Five questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
What's the crack, Ray? How's it going today? Oh, we're just waiting for Ray to be put through. I tell you what, let's go through the actual rules of Greedy Guts. Here's the deal. We got five questions, all right? And each question is worth a certain amount of money. And after you answer each question, you can take that cash and just leave. Or if you go on to answer the next question, if you get it wrong, you lose absolutely everything. Ray, you know the rules, don't you?
Yeah.
Of course you do. What is your plans for this weekend, it being Easter weekend?
To relax and spend time with the family.
Nice one. Will you indulge in some chocolate?
I will, yeah. If the kids get many eggs, I'll eat them all.
Good. Would you be tempted to eat an egg before Easter?
No. I don't know why they're here, but I just wouldn't do it. It's weird.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you, and this might shock and horrify people, but we've already cracked into ours.
You've already cracked into them.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Now, there's a good reason for this, and that was we were doing the Temple Street Bake Off with Tesco there a couple of weeks ago, and we were short on chocolate. And my daughter Elizabeth, who's 11 next month, said, "Why don't we just use one of the eggs and we'll melt it down?" So we were like, "Yeah, cool." So that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
All right, good. Oh,
that's completely all right. That's completely all right.
Oh, good. I thought I was in trouble there with God and everyone. All right, here we go. You know the rules for 98FM's Greedy Guts?
I do indeed.
All right, here we go. Five questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
€25.
Best of luck, Ray.
Thank you.
Which company calls itself Finger Licking Good?
KFC.
There you go. It's an easy one to start you off, wasn't it?
Yeah, please keep them that way.
Do you want to move on?
Yes, please.
All right.
€50.
This was all over social media over the last couple of days. A road in which Irish county has been renamed R2-D2 to pay tribute to Star Wars. So R2-D2 road has been renamed to pay tribute to Star Wars. But in which
a
Irish
road?
In which Irish which, county?
Which Irish county has a road being called R2-D2?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. What, can you give me a clue?
It's in Ulster.
Gotta hurry. Donegal Road.
It is a Donegal Road. There you go.
Oh, man. I was thinking that because of the new Star Wars movie coming out. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but...
Okay, we got to end this call here now then.
No, come on.
I know, I'm joking. Yeah, you got that. So do you want to take your 50 quid now that you're all out of clues?
I'm all out of clues.
Yeah,
just said Ulster.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll continue on.
Don't
worry. There's still six guesses in Ulster, technically. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really.
I know, but come on. Don't wow me. Yeah.
€100.
I love that. Ray showing sass on the radio is like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the highest number bus route on Dublin Bus?
Oh, Jesus. Highest number bus route on Dublin Bus.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm trying to, because they have the Dublin airport link.
Quick.
727.
No. And I wouldn't mind, earlier on when I gave the time, I called it jumbo time, which is 747.
747.
Yeah.
Oh, I recognise the 727 is the bus I usually see in town.
Yeah.
I kind of said... Crap, what can you do?
Come here, it's alright. Come here, do you like going to the movies?
I do like going to the movies.
Except for going to see Star Wars movies, obviously.
There's an exception there now, obviously.
I'm going to give you a couple of IMC cinema passes, just to help you out, and you can go and see the movies with the cinema with the kids over the weekend, alright?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Alright, Ray, listen, lovely to talk to you.
Thanks for that.
Have a lovely Easter. Cheers, bye.
You too, bye-bye.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
So Suze is the one who normally comes in and I presses the button on this machine here. But she's leaving me high and dry. Suze isn't here yet. I don't know what she's up to. Maybe she's gathering somebody to play along in the Mystery Machine with me. I don't know what's going on. So what normally happens is we get a game and it spits it out at us and we don't know what game it's going to be. That is the beauty of this game. And it always leaves me guessing what's going to happen. Hey, Suze.
Hiya.
How are you today?
Gran, I was just chatting to the 9:15 serviceman.
Serviceman?
Yeah, it's due its annual service. So he's waiting outside, but he says it should be good for one more go. Okay. And then when we're done, it's going to get taken away for a little while.
Okay.
For just a few hours. We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay, are you pressing buttons or am I?
Well, he gave me a spanner and he said just... loosen that one and see what happens. Okay, now I know why it needs a service. This is a bit crumpled. This is called Can YouTube.
Can YouTube?
Yeah.
All right, okay, go on. Explain it to me.
Okay, YouTube is home to, yeah, some of the biggest music videos of all time. And some of them have been viewed millions and billions of times. So yourself, Cooper, and Georgie, who's here too.
Hello.
How did you just appeared out of nowhere? This Mystery Machine.
I was under the desk.
So you're going to hear two clips and you need to tell me who has the most views on YouTube.
Okay.
For their video. So, Georgie, we'll start with you first. Can YouTube? Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. Or...
am I going to play that bit? Yeah. Is that what's up here in front of me? Sorry. Sorry, Ariana Grande, yeah.
Or Gangnam Style.
Ooh. Up a Gangnam Style.
What do you think? Who's got
hands
more views?
Down Gangnam Style.
Have you watched this?
Oh, God. Yeah, remember that summer it came out?
Yeah, I can still do the dance.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Okay, good start. Yeah.
Oh, well done, Georgie.
Style. 3 billion views versus Ariana Grande's 356 million.
Is that all?
It's not very good, is
no,
it?
It's
all right,
not.
Coop. Justin Bieber, Sorry. Or Oasis Wonderwall.
This is a tough one because Oasis Wonderwall is like a billion years old now.
Yeah.
And the Biebs, see, it's a different audience altogether. So I'm going to go with Justin Bieber.
It is Justin Bieber.
Yes, that's a shame.
With 3.1 billion views, Justin Bieber, Sorry, is way in the lead.
I remember watching MTV, you'd have to wait for Wonderwall to come on.
Yeah.
It used to come on at around 5:30.
Same time each
it was
day.
And all you'd see would be the record player and then the whole thing would just start turning around and yes, oh my god, nice flashback.
Times were different back then.
They were when we TVs. Do you remember TVs?
Alright, Georgie, it's a battle of the girl bands. What about Spice Girls' Wannabe? You wanna be my lover, you have got to give. They're up against Little Mix's Shout Out to My Ex.
I'm going to go with Little Mix.
Oh, I thought you'd go for the Spice Girls. With 340 million views, Little Mix are behind the Spice Girls.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, and Wannabe is 395 million.
Wow.
It only is 395 million compared
I know,
to the billions.
Yeah, when you think Gangnam Style is 3.3 billion.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
That is bananas. Okay, one more for me, is it?
Yeah, we'll do a final one. Okay, you're up against the rock bands. Nirvana, Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
Goes against Kings of Leon.
Me thinking that the obvious one is going to be Nirvana because the video itself is a work of art. It's a masterpiece.
Is it? Really?
Oh, yes.
It's a big mosh.
No, it's not. Just just if you look at the cinematography on it and that angle, I'm going with Nirvana.
With 897 million views, Nirvana are in the lead.
Yeah.
There we go. So, oh my God, I won!
Lucky you wrote it down so you could keep count, Cooper.
Yeah, I did, I did. G's got one and C's got two.
Oh, there we go. That's the point.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Yeah, in your face, Georgie. Me winning another music
quiz. I'll get you tomorrow.
No.
Don't worry.
We should do something in Georgie's kind of field then maybe for... all right, Mystery Machine. Do something in Georgie's field for the next week because they've all been music and I've kind of been...
Yeah, we'll do news tomorrow, will we?
No. No, do something in Georgie's field.
Cooper!
I'm only messing.
98 FM's Big Breakfast! 98 FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
So, Riot, we're doing a special this morning on our Gossip. Riot is coming back to Dublin. You're probably thinking to yourself, what is Riot? Exactly, what is Riot? Well, I spoke to Megan O'Riordan and Panty Bliss about Riot. It's a show, and I started asking them, what exactly is Riot, and why is he coming back?
What I say is, it's part circus, part theatre, mm-hmm. part dance, part comedy, mm-hmm. and the brilliant thing about it is, every 5 minutes it's totally different than it was 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
So you, even if you hated it, which you won't, because nobody's ever hated
nobody's
it,
ever hated. Loved but it. If there's a moment where you're a bit like, nah, I don't care for this, well then, you know, just...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like a play that my kids put on.
That's not a bad description. Imagine if your kids were super talented and and then they had slave driver directors and all of that and they had professionals all around them building the props and all of that.
Sounds like a dream. We asked Rory as well, who is Panty, about when he first did Riot because he had a broken leg and it was in a cast and did they bling up the cast for the costume as well.
So we, in the beginning we did they had these sort of sock things made, decorated, but it just drew more attention to it. It looked weird.
Yeah. And it was kind of better to just be like, look, this is the thing. We can't try to hide it.
And, you know? and it somehow vaguely worked with the costumes. The first mm-hmm. costume the Panty wears is sort of military-inspired leather thing. So having this big black Cossack boot thing, you know, strapped on,
actually
kind of worked.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen Riot yet and you're now tempted, they reckon that it's possibly the last chance to see it because it mightn't come back again. Is it the last ever shows in Ireland?
Probably might be Riot's last Irish dates.
Ever. I mean,
we know of anyway.
There's nothing in the calendar for the future, so we'd like to encourage people that if you were ever thinking about seeing it, don't put it off this time. Mm. You never know.
There you go. If anything's going to sell tickets, that is. The threat of it never coming back.
The rest of it.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
If you want to go and check out Riot, it's meant to be an absolute riot as well. It is comedy, it is theatre, it has got drama and sadness and poetry and everything. It's on the 1st to the 4th of May at Vicar Street. Tickets from usual places. Go check it out. It was lovely to talk to Rory and Megan. They're really good company and thanks for coming in.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Tune. Eric Pritz calling me on 98 FM. This is the Big Breakfast. It's 9:36. Suze comes in, yeah? Mm. With her mad stories from around the world and we get one more tune out of it and we call this One More Tune.
Yeah, and today is no different. So at the end of this, if you can think of a song that relates to the story in any way, mm-hmm. I can take a loose link. If you can find even the smallest thread to link the story in the song, send it to us. We might play it.
Especially if you're absolutely dying to hear a particular song. Like,
make a
link in there.
Make it work.
Yeah.
Okay, and today we are going over to Michigan for this morning's story. And I love a good court case, right?
Okay.
I especially love a good American one because they sue for anything, really.
Yeah, they do.
Sue for looking at you the wrong way. So there's this son, right? He is suing his parents for throwing out his collection of adult movies. So he had a few blue movies that were worth a lot of money, right? He's saying they were worth over $30,000, right? Now, what happened was he had a whole rake of these things, and they included vintage and out of print films, right?
Yeah.
So he was married and he had to move back to his parents' house after a divorce.
No.
And obviously in the divorce he got to keep all of these movies.
You're lucky sod.
Sure, his parents were delighted when he took them out of the back of the truck.
I can just imagine the court case. You can have the house, but I need that vintage, please.
So he moves back in with his parents, and his parents see what he has. And they take matters into their own hands, and they say, look, he's divorced, he needs to get on with his life. We're going to throw this collection out and he can start his life again. Bad, bad idea. This guy was properly connected to his collection, should we say. So Charlie, as they're calling the young man, he has approached prosecutors twice to get charges pressed against his parents, because he's saying they were his property.
Yeah.
Some of them can't be replaced, and he's looking for, even though the collection was, he's saying, was worth about 30 grand for the emotional damage as well. He won't be able to look at any of these again.
Well, you know, the way those actresses look at you in those movies, you know, you have an emotional connection to them, Suze.
For that reason, he's looking for over 86,000 quid from his folks.
Ask for more.
They are letting you stay in their house, man. But look, we'll see what happens. The police so far have declined each time. So he's bringing it to civil case. Yeah, he's looking for that money.
See, a collection's a collection, Suze. Like, if it was a baseball card collection, like they're mad about in the States, and like maybe has it got a first edition Babe Ruth and it's signed and it's connected to a ball.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to be worth money. If something is worth money to something, it's worth money.
You can't really bring that collection into work though and show it off though, really, can you?
No.
Okay, can you think of a song related to that? I'm going to kick it off with a bit of Black Eyed Peas. You know that Dirty Bit song?
Dirty Bit. Dirty Bit. Good choice.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Okay, so what do you want to get out of this? What song do you want to hear? 0877 98 98 98.
Keep it clean.
Ish.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Picture this one, drink on 98FM. It's 9:47. It's a Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Suze, our producer, who's absolutely amazing, comes in with these amazing stories for one more tune. And I think we can all agree that this one is one of the most out there ones.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Charlie, a Michigan man, is suing his parents for nearly $90,000 because they threw out his very valuable collection of adult movies.
Mm.
The blue kind, you know them. He said they threw him out without his consent, and they had vintage films in there that are out of print. They won't be found again, and they're destroyed.
They've probably been watched so many times, they're worn out anyway. So. like that scene in American Pie.
Well, the police have declined to press charges on behalf of Charlie, so his parents are off the hook so far.
What are the chances that when they got rid of them, they brought them to like maybe a second-hand shop or something, and somebody from the police went, oh.
These are valuable.
Yeah, and it's just hanging on to them, saying, no, you got no case there. Sound suggestions coming in. Bob Marley, stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Yeah, buddy, get your stuff back. Michael says, D-Vinyls.
Interesting.
Another one is Elton John, The Blues.
I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands.
That's a brilliant song.
It really is. Is it Greg who has suggested our winning song? What a tune.
Can't wait to hear this.
This is brilliant. So one more tune. Well done, Greg. I was sent you a cinema passes. It's Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98.